And let's hear more about the health care law at the center of that debate on Capitol Hill. A key part of Obamacare is scheduled to begin on Tuesday. This is when marketplaces are set to open in every state, offering a menu of health plans. In Texas, the marketplace could have a big impact. That's because almost one in four Texans are uninsured. And local health care reform advocates are worried that there hasn't been enough education about the law's details. They're racing to bring Texans up to speed before enrollment next week. From member station KUHF in Houston, Carrie Feibel reports.
Some states have taken an active role in getting the word out, using clever TV ads to promote their marketplaces. But Texans are more likely to turn on their TVs and hear this.
There's bipartisan agreement that Obamacare isn't working.
That's Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who's been a leading opponent of Obamacare in Congress. On the other side, you have Rosie Mota and her clipboard. She stands at the door of a CVS pharmacy in one of Houston's Latino neighborhoods.
Hello. I got a brochure about the new health care coverage is coming into effect. We'll be here if you have any questions.
Mota is just one of seven Houston-based outreach workers with the group Enroll America. It's a national organization, and it's using data mining and digital maps to figure out where the 800,000 uninsured people in Houston actually live. Their goal is to find them and persuade them to sign up. Mota tells one customer, Maribel Hernandez, that it will be very easy to do.
And all plans have to explain everything to you in plain English. There's like no more fine print. Okay. It's like plain.
And also,
Hernandez is 38. Her family does have insurance, but she's really unhappy with the coverage. Mota tells her she might find a better deal in the marketplace. Hernandez has diabetes, though, so she asks about that right away.
Diabetes, is that considered a pre-existing condition?
Yes. Yes.
It is a pre-existing, but so will they deny you because of that?
No, ma'am. They are prohibited by law.
Well, good.
Yes, they are. They can. They cannot charge you more either.
Ha-ha. Good.
Enroll America is joining forces with others like the City Health Department, the county's public clinics, and groups like the Urban League. Benjamin Hernandez is a Houston health official. He says the city has spent months getting ready for October 1st.
Regardless if you are for the Affordable Care Act or you're against the Affordable Care Act, we're not looking at it that way. We're saying that from a public health perspective, getting people insured and getting them into the system is a good thing to do.
The state of Texas is not providing any money or staff to help people sign up. So the city is using federal money funneled through the United Way and also tapping its own resources. In fact, it considers the project so important that it's using the same command and control structure it uses during hurricanes. But instead of shelters and relief centers, the city is compiling a new list of block parties, church events, and festivals where people can learn about Obamacare.
When you look at Harris County, we've got close to about 1 million uninsured people, so there's a lot to go around, so that's why we want to organize, so we make sure we get to all the different pockets in the county that need to hear about this.
Getting to all those pockets will be difficult. In addition to whites, blacks, and Latinos, there are large populations of people from Vietnam, China, and South Asia. Last week, Asian American health advocates had a meeting with the city health director and a federal official. Mahmoud Marfani, a Pakistani American, volunteers at a charity health clinic.
I see every day a lot of people, and they don't have the information. Similarly, small businesses have the same problems.
Denise Trong is the program director at the Chinese Community Center. She's had trouble with the government's 800 number, which is supposed to offer interpreters in 150 languages.
Either we can't reach an interpreter and the phone is hung up, or we reach an interpreter and the interpreter isn't qualified to answer questions about the marketplace.
The federal official said there have been problems with the translation service, but they're working on it. Almost 2.6 million Texans are eligible to enroll in the marketplace. But with Governor Perry completely opposed to the law, the task will fall on the cities, local groups, and clinics to find and enroll those people one conversation at a time. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.
And Carrie's story was part of a collaboration with NPR, KUHF, and Kaiser Health News.